It is time for our Travel Michigan update, brought to you by Tracy Kelly, financial advisor with Edward Jones in Coldwater. And today we head to Frankenmuth. And folks, you know, might think of Frankenmuth for a lot of different things, whether it's Bronner's, whether it's the chicken dinners there. But a lot of folks think of Frankenmuth for their beer. And Jamie Furbush, who's the president, CEO of the Frankenmuth Chamber of Commerce and Convention Visitors Bureau, joins us on the line because Frankenmuth rolls out the red carpet for your World Expo of Beer coming up in just a couple of weeks, right, Jamie?
That's right. We're pretty excited to roll off the kick off the festival season here.
And you call it a World Expo of Beer because you've got beer from five different continents?
Yeah, it's really, you know, we have a lot of Michigan craft beers available as well, but it's really an international beer sampling event. So last year, for example, we had 10 different countries represented in 13 different states, so looking forward to some broad representation again this year.
All right. So kind of give people a layout of the land. What's it kind of look like when Frankenmuth hosts a World Expo of Beer?
Yeah, it's a good time, of course. Friday night, the crowds start, the gates open at 5 p.m., and of course they start to line up quite a bit earlier than that. And so I encourage people to get pre-sale tickets if they don't want to stand in as long a line. So that's a good way to get in quick. But once you're in there, it's beer sampling, you can't get a regular pint of beer. It's all 4-ounce beer samples. And so you make your way around. We have two large festival pavilion areas. One's a covered pavilion and others under tent. And we've actually expanded those areas this year because of the demand and the amount of space that people are requiring. So.
Well, you know, what's kind of nice at those beer sampling events is that the brewers are there themselves, too. They can kind of explain to you what it is. Because a lot of times, you know, you look just at a menu or something and say, I have no idea what this is. They're right there to talk about their beers, too, right?
They are. And we have, you know, we have over 500 volunteers that actually help the brewers to pour the beer over the course of the weekend. And those volunteers all go through a training session before they go out on the floor, and they're able to learn a little bit about the beer, learn about how to pour properly, and hopefully answer a lot of those questions for the public as well.
Okay. Well, it wouldn't be a beer festival without some music, too, right?
Yeah, there's definitely music all weekend long, and food, some food from local area or the local area, and but it's really all about the beer, and it's an event that is a fundraising event for local charitable causes. It's put on by a group of young leaders in our community, which is another cool thing, I think, a way for a group of young leaders to really give back to their community, and they're having a good time doing it, of course.
All right. So for more information, it's worldexpoofbeer.com. Is that where folks can get their tickets ahead of time, too?
They can. Pre-sale tickets actually end tonight, and so there's still a little bit of time to get pre-sale tickets. I encourage people to do that. Otherwise, for more information, I really would encourage people to keep up on the Facebook page. That's where the most current information is updated.
All right, the World Expo of Beer. This is the 16th and the 17th of May in Frankenmuth, Michigan, and your 800 number is 800-FUN-TOWN. I like that because Frankenmuth is a fun town. Whether, again, you're going there for the water park, you're going there for the Christmas shopping, whether you're going there for the chicken dinners or whatever it might be. It is a fun town in Frankenmuth and not that far away. Jamie, good luck with it. World Expo of Beer 2014. Jamie Furbush, the president, CEO of the Frankenmuth Chamber of Commerce and Convention Visitors Bureau with us on this edition of our Travel Michigan Update, brought to you by Tracy Kelly, financial advisor with Edward Jones in Coldwater.